Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy, Roy. Listen to him. Hollow versus Paste rematch. Like, right now, my favorite battle of all time. Seriously, I watched this shit like 6 times. I love both MCs. They both brought everything to the table, bro. I'm Jesse Reakin. I got my boy right here. Great Menace. Menace, you there?
Yeah.
All right, what's up, kid? So I'm gonna break down my battle, and then you can break down yours.
All right, go ahead.
First round, you know, Pat, you know, he's funny, but he's corny. That whole mustache shit, that was corny. Like, it was funny, but it was like, come on. And Hollow was spinning that real shit. One of my favorite lines from it was the bop-bop backstrokes. Okay. Then he said some real shit. Pat lost that first. Second round, you know, they got into it. Like I said, I watched this battle 6 times, so I know it better than my own rounds. But second round, they got into it. Second round, I kind of like Pat's whole approach of, oh, you told Joe Buttons, you probably look at a girl like, I like what you're wearing the skirt. What the fuck is wrong with that? What's so wrong with being a genuine person, man? Oh, you in jail? Cool. Boom. Boom. Second round, Pat did his thing and how he would talk to his girl and shit. Third round is the killer, man. Third round, Hollow really got into it. But I believe that Pat Stay delivered one of those loaded luxes third round. He just spoke to him. And, you know, what Hollow was speaking to him, too, don't get me wrong. But I think Pat really, like, he was like, bro, you know, like, what you've done to your peers, like, your price is outrageous, and you're the same thing that you went against, and like, basically that you forgot where you came from. And I thought that was one of the most hardest-hitting rounds, in my opinion. Dre, go ahead.
All right, so, say, I feel the same way with the first and second. First round, Pat Stay was playing around too much. I feel like even coming into this battle, if you already feel like you took a L in the last battle, you should have came in swinging the first round and try to be taking it right away. He obviously didn't come in crazy with that first. That whole mustache joking shit was corny. Pretty much a lot of his round was just joking stuff, which I didn't like. And then when he did get into his round, Patters was good, but at the same time, he would start saying stupid shit even with that. Like when he brought up the whole John the Dawn fight, and he was like, you know, he had time to buckle his belt or eat a buffalo melt, like whatever. He turned it into a joke again. So even when he had serious angles that he could have really killed Hollow with, he ended up joking with it. And Hollow came with just everything in that first round, a little bit of each. Some hard bars, some multi, some jokes, and of course the backstroke bar that everybody's going crazy about right now. They don't know if it's stolen or not. Like I said before, I still won't take away the round from him. If it was a bar that he heard and repeated, that still don't take away the fact that he won that round. Second round, but it
kills his whole. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Say what you was gonna say about it.
It takes away his whole second round when he was talking about, oh, and you took this line from Roan, and oh, this line was heartless. Like it takes away everything, bro.
Yeah, see, that's kind of my point, though. Like, do you really think Hollow would do that, knowing that he was going to use a line that he got from somewhere else? Like, how are you going to write a whole round about people still alive when you know you just took a line? Like, you wouldn't, just your own conscience wouldn't let you even bring that topic up, because eventually, the way battle rap is right now, fans look into everything. They want to find the facts. So if they hear you say a round about people stealing a line, and then they find out that you stole a line, like, that kind of would kill, just like you said. It would kill the whole purpose of the shit. That's why I need exact proof. Like, the people of the league at that battle that they say he stole the line from say that Hollow wasn't even there and he didn't watch the battle or nothing. So it's like a lot of word of mouth type of shit right now. and people saying that he was there, and then the people that threw the event are saying that he wasn't, and people just making it up. So until I see somebody say, yo, Hollow was there, and he saw the dude spit the bar, and that's where he got it from, we can only put it to coincidence, which sucks because we really don't know. Like I said, Chef Trez used the bar too. So could we say that they stole it from Chef Trez or Chef Trez stole it from one of them? Like, he set the same bar in one of his battles. Some sort of, like, if I pop you in the swimming pool, it look like I'm backstroking. Like, he said, and he did the same action, the foul, 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 look like I'm backstroking. So it's three different people that said the same bar. So we don't really know who got it from who. But at the end of the day, I still give Hollow that first, even if we're taking that line out. And then going into the second, I said I gave Pat the second because I liked his material more. Even though, like you said, if Hollow shit would have got taken away, it still would give me the same result. I would still have Pat taking that second. But the third round, it comes down to whether or not the entire story is true about how he said that Hollow manipulated the league into getting all of the money. From what Hollow said in his interview, he didn't get all of the money. He just got a large amount for one round. And if that's the case, then that's what everybody got, because everybody just got paid a certain amount for their one round instead of getting paid all of it for their full three rounds. And I like the fact that Hollow could switch his whole shit in the middle of his third. He created a rebuttal. I mean, it's obvious that it was a written rebuttal.
Don't believe that. Don't believe that, bro. Don't believe that.
You think he had it set up like that already?
No, he got too integrated into it, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was a written rebuttal. Like, it's something that he already had written as a round, but the way that he did it, it was like he just, like, came into that.
No, he said one line saying that that was a rebuttal. You say one line that it's a rebuttal doesn't mean it's the truth, bro. The way he got too integrated into it, bro, like, if he hit a couple freestyle lines, then we could tell what a freestyle line is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know it's written. You could tell it was a written thing that he had already in his bag. But Hollow has said before that he sets up multiple rounds for battles. So if he sees that Pat Faye said something about the jail shit, he just switched over and started rapping about the jail shit, which not a lot of battle rappers could do.
Well, I think what he does is that he has a few battlers have said this before. They have two rounds prepared for a round. Like,
exactly.
One thing, yeah. So, yeah, he probably did that.
So that's what I'm saying. So you got to commend him for that, because nowadays, look, the biggest complaint we got about battle rappers is that they don't come prepared for battles. Hollow's coming over-prepared. He's coming with more than three rounds in case something goes wrong. So that, you got to give that shit points, too.
I still think that there was a killer, bro. Like, you know, I was telling you earlier, I've spoken to Hollow 6 years ago, and it's not the same Hollow that I know today. And maybe that's just my own personal opinion and stuff. But it's not the Hollow's change, bro. Like, whichever way you want to put it, Hollow's change. And Pat Faye's an asshole, too. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you reach out to Pat Faye, he could be an asshole, too, to some point. But Pat Faye had a lot of points on what he was saying about how the game has changed. Hollow, like, you talk about this with Joey, and meanwhile, you turn into the same person. Like, you demand an outrageous price, just like Lux. You demand a cut of the pay-per-view. Bro, Hollow's ego is really getting to him. And
when you get to that point in battle rap where they're talking about you as the GOAT, what else do you expect? Like, that shit is part. It's a gas from the fans, too. Like, it don't only come from the battle himself. Like, he wouldn't be feeling like that if the people didn't make him feel that way. Like, obviously, his stock is up so high that he could do that. Because if he wasn't worth it, the leagues wouldn't be paying it. And obviously, he's putting on enough that they can make it back. Because if not, they wouldn't continuously keep paying Hollow this kind of money.
Yeah, man.
I don't know no league that's willing to take a loss and be getting paid less than the battlers. So the leagues are obviously coming up something. They're not giving Hollow more than what they get. And so at the end of the day, they're obviously coming up off a half a hand.
Hollow's a diva, bro. Hollow's a diva. And Loaded Lux, Murder Move, they all fall into the diva category. Bro, when we even had Disaster on the show, he was talking the truth. This takes battles for a lot less money. Like, he could get into the diva attitude himself, but you know, Hollow, if you want to put on a show where you got to pay him a certain amount, how come everything falls through when it comes with Hollow? How come he hasn't had a bet on the URL of Sven? Because they can't work out money issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Hollow's a diva at the end of the day, and what Pastay was saying was the truth, bro. That I thought it was a third round ender. That's my opinion. I put it up there with, like I said, Loaded Lux's third round. Fuck it. Ill Max third round, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree it was a good round. But like I said, this is the good thing about this battle is that this is going to be a constant debate between what you would preference, what you preferred more in that round. Like, to me, Hollow rapping all that jail shit after Pat was playing around with it, it hit hard for me. Like, how Pat, they playing around, like, oh, you've been locked up before? Cool.
No, what
like,
I know,
yo, that shit ain't cool. Like,
you know what I picked up from it? That he still charged his jailmate something. He still charged him his food. So he's literate to him, and he's convicted, and now you're charging him your food? Come on, bro. I don't know. I've never been to jail, but that's what a guy, what he said. He said, I charge him a lunch tray, right?
He said, yeah, he only charged him a lunch tray, but like I said, you take care how you want to take care of the end of the day.
Listen. So he's innocent. He's illiterate. And now you're saying nothing, dude, but meanwhile you're still eating his food at lunch. And don't you guys only get lunch? Like, come on, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
When you put it like that, yeah, that shit do sound fucked up, but I mean, I don't know. In their position, I don't know. When you need that help, you gonna give up whatever you got to get that help.
That's what I took from it, bro. I was like, damn, that nigga took that nigga's lunch away?
If you're getting some commissary, you're eating better food than what they give you on the lunch tray. So, I don't know. I don't know the whole scenario. Like I said, at the end of the day, it was still real shit what he said. Like, people joke around about shit that goes on with jail when that shit is not funny. Like, there's people that's in there now doing a lot of time for shit they never did. Like, shit, I was almost a victim to that shit. I spent time in jail for being caught up as looking at somebody else, and they didn't let me go until they found the right person. Like, the way the system is right now, as long as they got somebody, they don't care who it is.
Never did time in jail, bro. Never did time in jail, not looking to do time in jail. That's me, bro.
I've never been locked up for my own shit. Like, they never arrested me because they were looking for me. I got arrested one time in my uncle's tattoo shop because they was looking for some dude that had got into a fight with his girl, and there was some Dominican dude, and he just so happened to look like me. And I was in the spot where they said he was at. He wasn't there, but I looked like him, and I fit the description, and they took me in, and they made me sit in there until they found out that I wasn't the person that they was trying to get. And no apologies, no take it back, no nothing. They were still treating me like I was a villain actor. They was like, oh, eventually you was going to come in anyway. You have to have done something. Like, yeah, what kind of mentality is that?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I've been to the court system, but it's not something I'm proud of. But it's all for DWI. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, court is different. I've been to court too, but court is way easier to happen to sit in a cell. Like, that shit is just.
No, but I got 3 years probation. You know, like.
Yeah, know that shit is probation is serious too.
I know what.
I don't think
is.
I could do probation.
I know what it is to have something on your record, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not nothing I'm proud of, though. And that's all I thought of. Like, I was like, bro, when he spit that round, I'm like, damn, my nigga, you took that nigga's food? That's tough, bro. Like, he's illiterate, but you still charge him lunch? Like, I can't do it, bro. I don't know, man. That's me, bro.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree that's me, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, it's going to always come down to a preference thing. And, like, if I don't see more proof of Hollow being ruthless and just doing shit to take money out of other people's pockets to feed himself, then I really can't go with that shit. I've seen Hollow help a lot of people, so.
Who has Hollow Hub? Like, you know what's funny though? But Pasté is like the pot calling kettle black, because I know Pasté is an asshole, and I know, but some of that shit he said was real shit. Like, bro, like, me and you have more in common than your own clique, because we've been through the same shit. Like, we have to scratch and claw to get here. Like, I was feeling that, bro. I really was, bro. Like, you know, he was like, yo, this number one spot, me and you got a lot more in common than the yes men behind you. You know what I mean?
It's true. Like I said, I fuck with the battle. I was just watching it again now because I'm still trying to get all the meaning out of it. But I don't know. It's going to go down 2-1 either way. At the end of the day, we got something that we haven't gotten in a long time, and that's a classic battle.
Word.
Because you can get a classic from Hungry Dudes, but two dudes that are vets right now, you don't really see any vets going at it giving you a classic.
Hollow's always going to give you a classic.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. His stock is obviously worth the prices that they give him.
Minus the Joe Budden's battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, bullshit excuse or not, he says he did it because it was a corporate thing and he didn't care as much to do it for the rich people as it was for doing it for the culture. So he didn't put his all into it. But at the end of the day, I didn't even like everything around that battle. I didn't like the platform it was on. I didn't like how it ended up. I didn't like how they ended up using the mic.
When you are
I didn't like Joe Budden smoking cigarettes on the stage.
Oh, like, that's
all the extra shit, like, that, it was just, like, a whole bunch of things that would have never happened in a regular battle. That was just, like, you know, this shit
is
corny.
That battle was a sloppy mess, man.
I wasn't so into that, but this one, I mean, like I said, I slept with the battle. Pasté wasn't bad at all. I don't agree with nobody trying to say 3-0 anybody, because that's just a retarded concept. I've been seeing some of that definite stand that I've been seeing running around talking about 3-0 Hollow or 3-0 Pat. Like, nobody 3-0 nobody in that battle. I could see edging either round. And it's a thing, there's people that prefer jokes, too. So there's going to be people that even give him that first because his jokes were better than Hollow's bars. Like, it's just what people like.
Right. I mean, you know, bars over jokes or jokes over bars. I'm a grind time dude, so I actually agree with jokes over bars.
Exactly. That's the difference.
Tell me when you have to leave, bro, because I'm not trying to hold you here forever, man.
Yeah,
so,
I got you. I mean, I got a couple minutes.
I'm a jokes over bars dude. I was a grind time dude at first anyway, but, you know, a lot of that got missed. You know, it's funny because these new age fans, a lot of that shit got mistaken, too. Because if you look at the math spit, that shit is jokes over bars. Math is a lot of jokes. You know, Rex is a lot of jokes. Like,
they just got that gangster persona so much that people think it's just always tough guy shit. And they're not really listening to what they're saying anymore.
Right. Yo, math spits a lot of jokes, bro. A lot of jokes. So that jokes over bars, that's a decode. It's decoding blacks over whites. That's all it is. I'm so honest on the show, bro. And that's what it is.
That's a fact.
Blacks over whites, bro. Because if a black dude makes his joke, it's not jokes over bars no more. So bars over jokes is a decode for blacks over whites. Because Mav spits mad jokes. Daylight spits mad jokes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's basically saying math over thesaurus. That's what you said when you say bars over jokes.
That's true, and that's crazy. You know what? A lot of people don't pay attention to what you said. There's a new fans. Like, they're not really paying attention to what battle rap is. And they don't know how to take in all the different styles. Like, they're just really in love with one kind of way, which is the new way with all the syllable breakdowns and try to make one word sound like five different things and all of that shit. But my love for battle rap is the different styles. The fact that there is a bunch of dudes that come from all these different places and they're unique and they don't sound nothing like each other. And to see you bringing up the stories, the last stories in Daylight Battle, I don't know if you got to catch that one, but that shit was fire. And it showed the difference between the story style and Daylight with all the lyrical shit, and they both put on a show. And fans nowadays don't appreciate that shit.
Yo, should I try to get Quest McCody on right now, bro?
Man, Quest is another one. Yo, everybody's talking about Quest now because of the 2-on-2, and there's a lot of shit in that 2-on-2 that they didn't catch. I've been watching that dumb rounds, and this shit that he said that they still didn't catch. They just thought it was great because of they did so good in that battle, but Quest is definitely ready to be on that URL shit. He's been ready. I don't know why it took so long.
All right, I'm gonna hit Quest up and see his statement with this, bro. Let's see if we got Quest on, man. Quest McCody. Hey, yo, that 2-on-2? Whew.
They
do it, bro.
They showed them the difference. Nobody had them winning before this battle.
I did.
I'm
always going to go for the old school fan, though.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You like me. I fuck with the old school shit.
Matt versus T-Top, like, I'm like, bro, T-Top is just not, he can't speak the real shit like Matt does. He just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's just me. That's my own opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm always going to go with somebody, especially when when somebody like Matt battles T-Top, the first thing they say is, oh, new school versus the old school, Matt can't hang. Like, you don't know what that does to the mentality of somebody like Matt. Now, y'all wanna put all this shit against me? Fine, I'm gonna show y'all what this is really about.
Right,
shit's
right,
gonna
right.
get real.
hold on, man. Let me. What else you got on your chest, man?
Yeah, other than that, I wanted to speak on that. The Sorbs and Daylight shit. I don't think nobody.
Bro, that battle was fucking crazy, bro.
People don't appreciate that one enough.
Yo, Thesaurus, I don't care what nobody says. Thesaurus barred his life away. He really did.
Mm-hmm.
That third round was some real shit, though, again.
Yeah.
Third round was some real shit. But Thesaurus barred his life away. Like, Thesaurus.
That's what I'm saying. People don't appreciate the different styles, bro. Like, if they really listen into what Thesaurus is saying.
You know who I
crazy.
Think is how to rap the best? Poison Pen, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just noticing his reaction, like, he could react to a backpacker and a hood person the same exact way.
Yeah.
Act at the same bars. Like, I really appreciate Poison Pen. I think Poison Pen is, like, the most neutral person on earth. Like, if I had to do a battle rap league, I'd be like, yo, Pen, can you host this shit for me? You know?
Yeah.
That's me, too, because, like, He could react the same way from a smack rapper to a grindtime rapper.
Yeah, he appreciated hip hop.
I love the fact that you said that battle, bro, because I just watched it. You want to break that down that battle real quick? I'll go real quick.
Sure. I don't remember specifically the battle. I could go through what the parts I remember of the battle and how I felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely like the stories more in this battle. I appreciate the fact that Daylight didn't do no crazy antics shit, even though he tried that little funny stuff in the beginning of it, where he fucking rubbed ball juice on his own face, talking about he's about to go nuts. But then after that, he went in. So I appreciated him coming with his regular shit, but we're not going to act like when Daylight do his lyrical punchline shit, the thing that catches people off guard is a lot of times he be saying nothing. It is a lot of rhyming, but the shit don't make no sense. And he was doing that a lot in this battle. Even when he did the last bar shit with the 2 5s on the side of his face, na 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 shit.
That shit was like, dope, bro.
Yeah, that shit was cool, but the lead up to it, like, he wasn't really saying nothing. He said, the blam, blammy, blam, blam, like, some shit like that. I kid his granddaddy's granddad. Like, he was,
yo,
he said,
I don't
the lead up to it was a bunch of words, like.
Bro. Like, nah, 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 nah.
But Daylight is the GOAT when it comes to creating styles. Like, people need to give that man his credit. when it comes to shit like that. He was the first that did that Captain America. Like, you ain't a Marvel superhero, but you could get Captain America. Now everybody's doing them breaking down, like, oh, you could get Captain or Air the Steel. Like, they want to break down all the words now the way Daylight was doing fucking 8 years ago. But yet they're trying to say he ain't got a pen. Like, he's one of the craziest writers in this shit. The way his brain works.
Right.
But the Thesaurus hasn't cooked like that in a long time. And that's what I really like that shit. That the Thesaurus came crazy in this battle. 3 fire rounds. And that third was, like you said, it was real shit. And everybody tries to do that with Daylight, too. They got to hit him with a real shit round because he plays around too much. And everybody just feels like when he got potential to make such a difference, and they get pissed off that he just be throwing the shit away. But yeah, Daylight is Daylight.
Right. I'm trying to get Quest to call in the show right now. He might not, though. I'm running. But did you see that Quest and Marv shit, bro?
With the 2-on-2?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Holy shit, what a ass thinking, bro.
That's teaching a lesson right there. That's when you show them. Like, what people think is a joke when they be saying that they was one of the best 2-on-2s to do. Like, when they talk about the WRCs and all of that shit, people now don't know what the hell that means. So, when they learn now, though.
They learn now, for sure, bro. Like, and what did you think? Did you see team, what is it, Gun Talk?
Well, Gun Titles?
Yeah. What you thought?
NWX. I mean, of course, the battle ain't finished, so we can't give no definitive winner. I think it's stupid they're doing it again. Like, I feel like it became like a show because the same shit happened last time that NWX had a battle. The shit got messed up, and they had to redo it another time with the Steams and Chess situation. But I don't see how they're going to be able to do anything crazier. Like, we already know what to expect from the NWX Gun Titles. They only had those two rounds, so they still had one more round of crazy shit that they didn't even get off. And we already see how much the fans fuck with them after the first one.
Right.
So, I still got them taking the next one when they battle again.
Yo,
but I don't see if they battle Marv and Quest.
Hold me down real quick. I'm about to get us a guess, all right?
All right. But, yeah, I don't see them having nothing if they had to battle Marv and Quest. Gun Titles. Gonna have a long night. And we're gonna have to learn fucking with the old jeans. Unfinished Business too coming up. See that shit is any different this time. Also with Math, T Top, Brizz, and Shotgun. And I forgot what else is on that card. I'm about to try to look it up. More Born Legacies coming up soon. Shout out to all the leagues fucking throwing battles right now.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't get the answer there, but I was trying to bring something to L guess.
You good, bro? Just fucking talked about the cards and shit. That the Unfinished Business shit is gonna be coming up.
Well, I'm still gonna try for this guest right now. Let me hit him up. It's gonna be a surprise to most of y'all, I would think. I think Dre Dennis was showing his respect. I don't know if he would know who he is, but I'm about to text him right now and see what he's talking about. Like, he's kind of the originator of all this shit, bro. Not Murder Move. Don't get that hyped. But you want to take a guess on who was in?
It been past day?
No.
Marv won?
No.
Trying to think of who else. No, you don't guess that shit.
I mean, Bro, he's Fight Club days. You used to watch Fight Club?
Yeah.
He's Fight Club.
Serious?
No, no.
Not serious? Arsenal?
I had Arsenal on already, bro.
Yeah, I know, but hey.
Trying to get the God O Solo.
Oh, shit. O Solo. Human Slave 7 battle. Can you saw that one?
We made that battle happen, actually.
That's funny.
It's funny because we brought O Solo on the show. And Swave had called in and they started arguing, and that's what made the battle happen. Arsenal heard the show and then he got him. We made Loaded Lux versus Calico happen. Like, this is not even joking around either, you know? Hello?
Yeah,
we made Loaded Lux versus Arsenal happen. I mean, Calico.
Well, I was about to say, shit, Loaded Lux versus Arsenal.
No, Calico.
Oh, that's real?
Yeah, bro. We have an episode with Loaded Lux. The first episode ever, he's on Battle Rap Arena. You could go back and check on this too, right? And people start calling in. Math calls in originally, starts talking shit to him. Calico calls in. They start going back and forth. And then Smack makes the battle, bro. I'm telling you. Like, when they started going back and forth, because it was supposed to be Lux versus Hollow. That was supposed to be the original battle. But then Hollow got locked up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
So it was supposed to be Lux versus Hollow. Hollow got locked up. When Lux was doing the interview with us, and then he called out Solomon. Solomon didn't want to do it, right? And then when we did the interview with Lux, Math called in. They started going back and forth. And then Calico called in too. So then him and Calico started going back and forth. And that's where the beef escalated from there. And then they got the battle set. Bro, Battle Rap Arena holds a long part in this culture.
You see, it's history, man. People forget.
Man,
that's what I'm saying. There's so many new fans now that everybody's
following
this shit now. They don't know about how this shit started.
Yeah, niggas must have forgot Roy Jones now.
Man, I'm about to have to start heading out, man. I don't know if anybody's popping up. Can't even get surprise guests and shit.
I'm trying to get O Solo, bro. But you're good, brother, man. You have to be out of here?
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Fuck,
I'm gonna go make some runs and shit.
Thanks for calling in, my dude. You know?
Yeah, you already know, bro. Whenever you need me, I'm here to work.
And we'll dissect this show even further, though.
Definitely. As I said, next time, just let me know ahead. That way I could just make the time out to just stay in and do the show. Like right now, with some last-minute shit, but I'm definitely down to sit and debate on anything. I try to keep, anytime it's a good battle, I keep up with it. But if it was some trash shit, I probably won't know. So if it's some good battles, I'm always down to keep a debate on it.
I got you, brother. Good looking, brother, man. And I appreciate your time and your value, my nigga.
Yeah, you already know, my nigga. Just hit me up.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
Yeah, man, that was my boy, freaking trying to get y'all another guest on, bro. It's not. But it's not looking like it's possible right now. I might give somebody another shout out. Let me try real quick, bro. But yeah, man, just keep listening to us talk about a radio, bro. And if you want to call in and talk about Hollow versus Past Day, bro, call in, man. We welcome you out to call in. Like I said, right now, bro, I had Past Day with the third round knockout, but that's because I believe in the third round knockout rule. You know, that's just me, bro. I believe in the third round knockout rule. I gave it into, but I'm not contradictory with it neither. I gave it into I gave it to Math over Rex. I gave it to Reverse over Solomon. I'm not contradictory. I believe in the third round knockout rule, and I give it to Lux over Clips, and that's just my own opinion, you know. I don't want to end the show like this with you guys. I'm gonna try to get one other person on before we leave.